Hey guys, man, good to see you. Have a seat. Great singing. Have a seat. We're still plugging away here in our study of Jesus. We're studying him, and we study it's that we actually okay. So we study Jesus every time we're together. But that's who we study. He is our hero. But we're looking at, we're studying Jesus by looking at superheroes and saying, Jesus is better than that. That's cool. That superhero is cool. I'm glad you came up with that idea. But Jesus is way better than that guy. And so tonight, our next superhero, let's see. This theme music I'm about to play for you is not as well known. But let's see if you can guess who it is. A little ominous, a little heavy. It's like it's building and building. Something's changing. Oh, something's getting big. Oh no. Something bad is about to be crushed and destroyed. If you have any idea on who that is, you are amazing because that was not very clear. It is the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk. Yes, we're going to look at the Incredible Hulk today. Jesus is, in fact, better than the Incredible Hulk. My favorite quote from the Incredible Hulk is, Hulk smash! That didn't sound like the Incredible Hulk at all. But anyways, let's just keep going. All right, Hulk, the Incredible Hulk. Let's start by talking about the Incredible Hulk's alter ego, and that is Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner is this incredibly brilliant physicist. And depending on whether it's the comic or the old TV shows or the new movies, there's different ways that he becomes the Incredible Hulk, but there's some kind of accident that happens with gamma rays. Stuff's always bad happening with gamma rays in Marvel movies. But anyways, when the gamma rays get into him, it alters his DNA. His DNA is altered. It rewrites his DNA. And so now that when he gets angry, when Bruce Banner gets angry, he becomes the Hulk. Because his DNA was altered by these gamma rays. And as the Hulk, he hasn't, I mean, strength isn't even the right word for it. It's just, he's incredibly powerful, unbelievably strong. His skin becomes impenetrable so that bullets won't hurt him, lasers don't hurt him. He actually has incredibly fast healing powers. So whatever these gamma rays did to him, it was pretty awesome. It made some pretty incredible changes, hence the name Incredible Hulk. But here's the thing about Bruce Banner to remember. This character is like this hidden inner strength that he has. And it comes out when he wants to fight evil, when he has to fight evil. But it's this hidden inner strength, right? You don't see it when you look at him. But when it's time to fight evil, and the Incredible Hulk comes out, Hulk smash, tears up evil, and then he kind of goes back to his normal self. Now, Dave, what's this got to do with Jesus? Holy cow, what are you talking about? I can't. Of course, Jesus is better than the Incredible Hulk. Has anyone had something similar to the Incredible Hulk via Jesus? And actually, long time ago, in church history, there was this guy named Apollinaris. Was his name. And Apollinaris, you know, he's trying to think, how can Jesus be God and man? How can that be? And his idea was this. He said, aha, I know. Jesus had God's powerful mind, God's powerful will in a human body, and that enabled him to fight temptation. So Jesus had like this secret inner powerful mind, powerful will that enabled him to fight evil, to fight temptation, to fight Satan when it came to him. Now, I call that the Incredible Hulk view. Let me show you a couple jiffies here. Do you remember that scene in the Avengers when the Incredible Hulk picks Loki up by the legs and just like smashes him around? Roar, roar, roar. And he says what? He says, puny God. And we might call that the God Smash. Instead of the Hulk Smash, it's like, God Smash, roar. And the Apollinaris view, or the Hulk view of God, is that when Jesus was tempted by Satan, that's kind of what happened. He was like, roar! His secret, powerful inner mind and inner strength came out, and he resisted Satan and overcame temptation. You can't tempt me, roar! Do you remember that scene in, I think it is in the Incredible Hulk movie itself. But anyways, he's like in this factory and he starts getting shot at by those like gangster dudes or something. There's like lasers bouncing off of him and bullets bouncing off him. And the Incredible Hulk just kind of yells at him. The bullets don't hurt him. Can't hurt Hulk! Rah! All right. The Hulk view of Jesus is that Jesus had this human body, but he actually had this inner strength that would come out. Now, the Hulk view of Jesus was not that Jesus physically turned into the Hulk, right? So it was his inner mind, this inner will, this inner power. He kind of had this secret, hidden Hulk-like character, Hulk-like will, this Hulk-like mind. So Apollinaris didn't believe that Jesus like turned into this creature that could fight evil, but that his inner person, he kind of could unleash this secret, hidden divine strength to fight against sin, to resist evil, to overcome Satan, so that temptation didn't hurt him. It just bounced off of him like bullets bounce off the Hulk. So the Hulk view of Jesus, it's what I call the Hulk view of Jesus, and it is not right. It's not right. The Hulk view of Jesus is wrong. It's the view that says Jesus wasn't completely human. He had this inner person that could roar, come out and resist and fight sin and evil and temptation. And that's wrong. That's wrong. So what is the truth about Jesus then? What is the truth about Jesus? Let me read to you something here from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. It says this, because Jesus himself has suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Now, notice this statement right here, guys. I'm going to highlight it for you in red. He himself has suffered when tempted. Jesus was tempted by Satan. He was tempted by people. He was tempted by leaders. He was tempted. Jesus was tempted to sin. And what Hebrews says is that when he fought against it, when he resisted it, it was suffering. It was hard. It hurt. He had to deny himself. He suffered when he was tempted. Jesus had to fight against anger. He had to fight against anxiety. He had to fight against giving up and being depressed. He had to fight against self-defense. He had to fight against loneliness. He had to fight against jealousy. He had to fight against lust. And when he did, that resistance was work. He suffered when he was tempted, which means the Hulk view of Jesus, which basically says temptation bounced off Jesus like bullets bounce off the Hulk, that his inner character and divine will was so strong that it wasn't hard for him. He could just God smash Satan, roar, not hard for me. Oh, no, it suffered. Jesus suffered. He suffered when he was tempted. Now, look at Hebrews 2 again. Because he himself has suffered when tempted, because that is true, look at what it says. Because he suffered through temptation, he is able to help those who are being tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. Now, in other words, the Hulk view of Jesus is wrong, and it's deadly wrong, because what it leads to is a view of Jesus that basically says he is not willing to help me because he doesn't understand what it's like to really hurt and suffer in temptation. The Bible says that when you are feeling the suffering of fighting sin, when you are feeling like it's too much, when you are feeling like it's hard, when you suffer in resisting evil, when you suffer against temptation, right in that moment, he understands and is able to help when you are tempted, is what the Bible says. He doesn't look at you in temptation and your suffering and say, puny human, you should be stronger. No, he understands because he suffered when he was tempted. All right, so what? So what? How do I make this practical? I'm going to make this very, very simple. Here's a picture of the cross. I like this picture of the cross because you notice that it's a very bloody cross. He suffered right there. He suffered, even to the point of death. He fought against evil, and his life was taken as he fought evil. Now, ask him to help. That's the point I want you to, that's what I want you to take away today. I want you to take away that when you go to Jesus and you ask him for help, he doesn't say, why do you need help? You should be stronger. This isn't hard. You should overcome it. Why are you still struggling? You should already beat this. You shouldn't suffer. This should be easy. He never says that. He suffered when he was tempted. When you're suffering, when you are tempted, he understands. And he is able to help. That's what the verse says. Hebrews 2:18. You see it? Do you see it? Because he was tempted, he is able to help when we are tempted. He is able and willing. He understands. Most of the time, we go to Jesus, it's after we messed up. Keep doing that. When you sin and you are convicted of your sin, go to Jesus, ask for forgiveness. But what the gospel says is that you can go to him even before you give in. You can go to him before you sin. You can go to him in the fight while you're resisting and ask for help, and he will send help. Let me ask you some questions and we'll go to small group. Here's the first one. The Hulk view of Jesus says that Jesus